Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Consider Mark 1, verse 35. Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Now, to grow spiritually, you must get alone with God. When you come into his presence, you should have these attitudes. Firstly, anticipation. Expect to give and get from your time together. Make it a time of intimacy. It's impossible to have a love affair in a public place. Intimacy calls for being alone with the one you love. The Bible speaks about Christ as the groom and us as the bride. Think of the anticipation and excitement shared in such moments. Secondly, reverence. Don't rush into God's presence. Prepare your heart by being still before him and letting the quietness clear away the thoughts of the world. Remind yourself of who you're meeting with, God, the one who is worthy to receive glory and honor. Thirdly, expect alertness. Go to bed early so you'll be in good shape to meet with God in the morning. He deserves your full attention. Give him the best part of your day when you're the freshest. Follow Christ's example from Mark 1 verse 35, which says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." And fourth, willingness. It's crucial that you don't come to your quiet time to decide what you will or won't do, but with the purpose of doing anything and everything God wants you to do. John says in 1 John 3 verse 22, "And we'll receive from him whatever we ask because we obey him and do the things that please him." Get alone with God. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.